97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Time now for Beer 30. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer here.
I'm back.
Just like the prodigal son, he returns.
I would have expected more fanfare from you, not from me.
Right. Well,
I don't have the budget for that. But
honestly, I thought maybe you guys would get like a couple poppers from the dollar store.
Something, yeah.
You know, something cool to welcome me back.
Throw on the floor.
You know, maybe 8.5 by 11 banner out front. I don't know. Something
the dot
cool.
Matrix printer's jammed.
Yeah.
We couldn't get that together.
I had a couple things, but these teardrop tattoos that you got are freaking me out.
Well, welcome back to civilization. Well, hopefully you're thirsty. We have a beer here from our friends at Lagunitas today for Beer 30.
Of course. You've heard of them.
Maybe. Maybe you have. So this one is their limited release summer lager, or lager, if you want to say it the other way.
The can is lager.
Right.
And the beer style is a lager.
Right.
Let's remind everybody that a lager, unlike an ale or an IPA, ales are fermented at higher temperatures. Lagers are fermented at lower temperatures, and essentially you're going to get a lot of clean, crisp flavors out of that lager. That's what you're looking for.
So we'll do the AATMF. What does that mean, guys?
Well, that's an acronym, Danny.
Thank you.
That's appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish.
Excellent.
And I think we should do the AATMF on this Lagunitas lager.
What do you see in here?
It's that yellow gold color. There's not a lot of head retention to this. Not that I would really expect a ton of it. I can see some tighter bubbles kind of floating up as we look at it. It's been poured for a couple minutes at this point.
Yeah.
This smells like every Lagunitas beer in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time. I'm a little stuffed up.
Yeah.
But
he's going to need our nostrils on this, I think.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to tap out, sub in.
Yeah. If you had poured this without me seeing the can,
I'd
identify this as a Lagunitas beer right away.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at a lager, depending on what it is that you're looking for a little bit of that like grass malt kind of thing. And I just really get a lot of that hop smell in the nose.
Now, this is backyard barbecue. This is out to the beach. This is poolside.
It says it right there. Summer lager.
There we go.
That's what it is.
But after once you get through there, you know, it sits on your palate for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, and not in a bad way. It just has a little bit of that leftover. And it has a nice drying finish. It dries out a little bit for me. And it kind of makes me want to jump in for another sip.
Again, evil geniuses.
Yeah, I don't find it. I mean, there is a little bit of a drying finish, but I need something that in this beer, I'm just not sure. Like something about the finish, it doesn't leave me wanting more, but it doesn't leave me like going, oh yeah, I could go for another one. I don't know. I'm not really big on the finish here. It falls short to me. You know, the smell, again, just because it smells like a Lagunitas beer, that's not a bad thing. I think it's nice. I just wasn't, you know, I knew right away.
Were you looking for a little more complexity maybe? Because it is pretty one-noted. It's not, it doesn't go through a voyage of different flavor and aroma.
I don't think it's a bad beer. And I would order a couple of pints of these at the bar, but I don't know that it's hitting the mark of what it's like marketing itself as. Does that make sense?
I do still give it 2 thumbs up. I think it's a good beer.
That's how I would go.
This has been a raving review for a beer that got 2 thumbs up from 2 of us.
Just kind of, well, be here for the next episode of Meh 30. Do that next time. Check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer. It's on all the podcasting places and their socials as well. Brad and Ben, thanks for being here.
Cheers.
Thanks, Danny.